is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
Not in any college I've ever heard of.
And this right here, this is Big Gas, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that.
You sure can't.
Bada boom, realest guys in the room. How you doing?
For me, I'm great. I was just inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this past weekend, and now I'm the new general manager of Monday Night Raw. It's been a great week. How you guys doing?
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, good morning, Rochester. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 8th. Holidays today. Just a couple. All is ours day. Don't even know what that means. Draw a picture of a bird day. And I mean a bird, not the bird. And zoo lovers day. The Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 210. At Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by Brian. And prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 210. And by the way, Brian will be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. So go up and pester him. Go up and buy him a drink, maybe, I think. You know, would that be a good idea, Brian?
That would be a great idea.
Okay. No. Well, not totally, you know.
Afterwards.
Yes. But let me also tell you that, hey, you're interested in roller derby. Fancy yourself a skater. The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. We're going to have a kind of a weird show. This is UFC 210 Saturday. I know it's in Buffalo. We're in Rochester. We've got a couple interviews at the end of the show we're going to run. We've talked with Anthony Rumble Johnson. He's in the main event tonight. I don't know if you know the UFC that well, but this guy is going to be fighting for the title against Daniel Cormier, and that will be later tonight. We also have a local guy fighting. His name is Gregor Gillespie, and we're going to talk with him, too. He's from Webster, and he's going to be fighting as well tonight on the card. And of course, our friend last week we had on, Dez the Predator Green, and he's fighting tonight too. So got a lot of investment in this UFC 210 tonight. We're going to do that at the end of the show, but first let me introduce the cast and crew of the show, starting the Twitter texter man behind the computer. It's DC Dan Cole. Good morning, DC.
Good morning.
And next to his left, radio right, is Double B Brian Burke.
Good morning.
We got DC and BB in the big studio and me in the little studio. Welcome to the show. We got Can't start without talking about WrestleMania 33. What'd you guys think? WrestleMania 33, I think it's still going on, too. I mean, is it still going? Has it finished yet?
No. It never stopped.
It never stopped.
It never stopped.
It never stopped. The band kept playing, you know? It's like, it's crazy. Let's do some thoughts about it. I mean, happy, sad. Early matches, great on the show. Gotta love how they started it.
Yeah, I would like to know who was responsible for the booking. Because if you look at it, it was either two entirely different people, one who knew what was going on, one who didn't, or one person was in charge, and I'm worried about their mental health. Just the stacking of the card and the flow of the card did not make sense. And because of that, I felt like WrestleMania was really two shows thrown together. The first half was great. I loved the first half of WrestleMania. The second half was awful.
Yeah, dragged.
Awful. There's
big gaps between matches. Four matches to go at 10 o'clock at night. You know, you were shaking our heads. It's like, so
and then they just rushed through them, which wasn't fair to the competitors
well,
in the match.
We knew Goldberg and Brock Lesnar was going to be a short one. But
the women's championship was rushed. They didn't have a chance to put a show on.
We thought they were. I actually thought it was going to get cut at one point because I figured it would have happened right off the bat. You know, the show. You know, but they waited. This is the match that they originally had cut and put on the pre-show, and then they move it to the third to last match on the pay-per-view. So it's like that's a big change. And but you know, they had some notable names out there and everything, and they, you know, it was a fun six-way match, and of course they, you know, give Naomi her win at home,
one of the few people who can win in her hometown, I guess.
True, apparently so. And then it just kind of dragged, you know, the end. And it's like, and I mean, the last two matches were, I think, the fans were tired because it definitely got quiet, you know.
Not only that, but I mean, look what you ended with. Like the last four matches, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, which for as weak of a buildup as it had, the match was worse, which is surprising. Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, that was awful, but we all knew it was going to be awful.
Actually, you know what? It was actually better than I was expecting.
The only reason I say it. Just because Goldberg went to Suplex City 10 times doesn't make it a good match.
No, but I mean, it was something different from what they've done already so far. So, and it went longer, and they actually did a couple moves in the match. But
Okay. Still awful.
It was not AJ Styles and Nakamura.
The SmackDown women's match, they got more time to do their entrances than they did to have the actual match.
Oh, ain't that the truth? Yeah.
In Roman Reigns and Undertaker, WWE got painted so back into a corner on this one. The fact that a lot of people don't like Roman Reigns. The fact that a lot of people are now clued into the fact that maybe Undertaker shouldn't have even been wrestling.
Yeah.
Because he was just atrocious. And that's how you end it. Yeah. Not only that's how you end it, but that's how you end a freaking 7-hour show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
They got what they deserved on that one.
Yeah,
I get what they were thinking, because if that's his last match, having him be the last thing people see going out, I get. But the fact of the shape or lack of shape he was in to even wrestle does make that a very, very questionable.
Well, when you wrestle one match a year, how good shape do you get into? You know,
well, if you don't have a hip, how are you going to be able to wrestle?
I know, you know, and I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's like how, you know, I mean, he doesn't really have to do much, and if he knows it's his last one, why bother? You know.
Well, like it or not, on Monday night, the WWE Universe let the WWE brass know exactly how they felt about that.
Oh, Danny's got a feeling on this, and I agree with you 100%. There was nothing unusual, that crowd.
No.
And they keep highlighting it like it's something unusual. No, it's just vocal fans. It's just us, you know?
I hate that. Yeah, WWE, time to suck it up and just admit the Raw after WrestleMania, no, it's not an unconventional crowd. No, it's not out of the norm. What you have on the Monday after WrestleMania are your most passionate fans. They are spending a ton of money to be in Orlando that weekend. Again, I said it online. These aren't some freaking freeloaders that picked up comps and they're like, oh, I've never seen a wrestling show. I'll go. And I don't know who to cheer or boo for.
Yeah.
No, these are your most passionate fans, and they're telling you what they think of the product. Quit dismissing them.
Exactly.
Now, you may not like the way they went about it, which may not have been the best.
Okay,
thing, but
the start of Raw, I've never heard. They didn't even make an effort to alter what the people were saying. That was right there. That was FCC findable material. You know, I mean, sure, it's on the cable. Okay, so we couldn't do that here, but they can do it there.
And that being said, too, I'm not totally letting that crowd off the hook either, because if I could have, I would have punched everybody in attendance for the way they behaved during the Neville match.
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm sorry. If you want to be involved and do your chanting, that's fine. But guess what? That show isn't about you as much as you want it to be. It's not. Show some respect to the guys that are in the ring.
What were they saying when they were counting two? They go one, two, and then they would say something after that.
I think the chant was going on when the ref would go two. Everybody would say two, and then they'd go sweet.
That's what I too sweet. Okay, that's what it was. And they did that the whole. I mean, every show that was hot from WrestleMania.
The whole beach ball thing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like I know you want to have fun, but Neville's a fantastic performer. You want to totally check out? I don't know. Save that for when Roman Reigns is in the ring. Save that for somebody who deserves it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I mean, do you think that the WWE sells it to the wrestlers that way too? You know, that's a good. If you ever get a question with a wrestler again, ask him how they sell it to the guys who are going out there and just hearing the most bizarre. I mean, they started it, what, 2 weeks ago with those promos saying, hey, check out the night after WrestleMania, and they had everyone singing No Chance to Vince McMahon as he's coming out. They didn't even do a good job of that this year, you know, to be honest with you. The one that they had originally was like, you could see McMahon was shocked that they were doing that. So,
well, I think it's because, see, and here's where that crowd is smart. Because for all that buildup, that crowd knew maybe that that's what they wanted, WWE.
Yeah. Well, I think Vince
maybe they were smart enough to be like, no, we're not going to give it to him. No.
It's true. Well, yeah. Well, that's usually what they do to all of us anyways.
Yeah.
You know, interesting.
Turn around is fair play.
222-1280 star, 1280's the number. We got Baldy on the line. What's up, Baldy?
So I think the word DC's looking for is Dickensian.
Dickensian?
At this year's WrestleMania, it was the best of times, and it was the worst of times.
Okay.
We watched as the Hardy Boys returned and deleted the competition. However, we never got to see Samoa Joe have his WrestleMania moment. Kurt Angle sat atop the Hall of Fame class, while a future Hall of Famer, The Undertaker, had to do the job for Vince's Flavor of the Month. The Miz and Maurice made us all laugh, while John Cena and Nikki Bella made all us old-school fans cry. The great J.R. Jim Ross made a cameo appearance, yet the even greater Mario Ranallo was silenced.
Oh.
And finally, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg had what was for them a five-star match. But then after, Triple H made his grand appearance and undercut yet another fellow superstar's career, dare I say, at the knees.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
How long ago did you start writing that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what, this or my series of novels, Out of Time Detectives, now on sale at Amazon.com.
I thought I saw that movie. Was it started? It was, what's his name, Jean-Claude Van Damme in it?
No. Out of Time Detectives is an original series. The first novel, Conspiracy to Murder, is actually about the president who was shot and killed in Buffalo, New York. Anyone who know who that is?
Not Woodrow Wilson, was it?
No, William McKinley.
That's it, McKinley, that's right.
Back in 1901, and even more fascinating is that an electric-powered ambulance took him to the hospital afterwards in 1901. Isn't that amazing?
Tesla must have been around then.
But that's what most of my novel, Conspiracy to Murder, is about, Tesla and his technology. But Randy Orton, boy, oh, boy, they're just trying to retread that guy. What a disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, just I don't want to dog him too bad because somehow I was able to watch WrestleMania for free, so I don't want to make this all negative, which is why I tried to put some positive stuff in.
Sure, sure.
And, I mean, it was, for me, a pretty good show. It was a pretty good show. Of course, there were some down stuff, but, I mean, this is what you have to swallow when you have world wrestling entertainment. I mean, it's not professional wrestling anymore. It's entertainment, and that's how the fans treat it. That's why Neville didn't get the respect, because the front office doesn't respect it. It's more about entertainment. And I think the serious problem is that they don't know how to make superstars anymore. And the reason is they're trying to completely manufacture their superstars instead of letting guys like Dwayne Johnson and Steve Williams, a.k.a. Stone Cold Steve Austin, come up with their own stuff.
No, you're right. But you know what? A lot of the guys they're bringing in now, they've kind of changed their attitude on a lot of things. Like, look at AJ Styles. He was a character before he came to WWE. Samoa Joe, you know, he was another guy who was, you know, not created by WWE. They're signing these guys who have a, you know, strong recognition factor with the fans, you know?
Yep, but for every one of those you have, Cash, you have your Bray Wyatt, and this is what's driving me nuts. They make him up to be this demonic, unstoppable force who has power over people. The lights go out like on Monday Night Raw, and he gets defeated every time. I mean, how can you build it up and not have it work?
Yeah, and I've said two other times that they should have did the Roddy Piper treatment with this guy. Barely have him wrestle, but when he does, he goes over. And if he doesn't go over, then it's during a big main event. But you don't put him, you don't put a guy like Randy Orton over him who's on the way out of his career, and you got this guy Bray Wyatt beginning his career who's I say has over more than Randy Orton has ever been over. I mean, who does that when he comes out? Everyone does lights their cell phone. Who's ever gotten that type of reaction? It's, you know, it's, and it, but, you know, you got this Randy Orton who's friends with Triple H, friends with Stephanie, friends with the front office, you know, complete nepotism. And I know WWE thinks they're untouchable, but, you know, their day will come. And it may be 20 years from now, and it may be next year, but someone's going to catch up with them. They're going to catch up with them with a strong style. And it's not going to be all this nonsense on the outside of the ring. It's going to be stuff that happens on the inside of the ring.
Well, thank you for your call, man. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, 222-1280, Star Toy is the number. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the thing is you also need a huge investment in a company to need a giant investment, and you need the legs that the WWE has, and nobody really is going to be there ever, I don't think. This business will collapse before that ever happens. 222-1280, Star 1280. Got Jordan on the phone. Jordan, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
We're doing okay. How you doing?
Doing good. Well, I actually give WrestleMania a 7 out of 10, but I don't really want to talk about WrestleMania.
I just say that's a C.
I want to talk about Monday Night Raw. And how great that intro was. That was probably the best intro to Monday Night Raw of all time. Him just standing there and saying five words, "This is my yard now," is his best promo he has ever cut.
You know, I got to tell you, I heard an interview with him later where he said he wished he could have spent another 15 minutes out there having people just berate him.
Yeah.
Which, and you know, the thing is he enjoyed it. I mean, I don't, of course people are going to hate him because of taking The Undertaker out, but, you know.
Here's my question. Is a guy who's supposed to be a face supposed to enjoy that while he's standing in the ring?
It's an unusual crowd. It's not your average Raw.
But they boo him every week. I mean, it may have been louder on Monday, but it's not the first time that he gets that type of reaction when he walks out to the ring.
Certainly not.
No, come on, guys. They cheer the people they boo, and they boo the people they cheer. Come on, it's logical.
And that's the other thing that irritated me. If you're going to go this path, why didn't they make a bigger deal about it? Strike while the iron's hot, people. Why could they not have just finally had him flip right there, go heel, an instant megastar? Obviously not the face they want.
Definitely not. Yeah.
But he'd be the biggest heel in the company.
Exactly. And you know what really pissed me off also was when Paul Heyman was cutting a great promo, then all of a sudden he had to bring up Brock Lesnar and the other two in 23-2. I was like, so basically the reason why Roman beat Undertaker is so they can set that feud up. They use that to trigger Brock Lesnar.
We all
want
to see that match.
Well, you
know, I want to see it also. They were chanting, "We want Balor," like, really loud also, which I think would be a great match, Balor versus Lesnar.
Well, when Heyman goes, "Who do you think we should take on next?" I mean, the fans are going to give you who they want, and that's who they want was Balor. So, you know, the thing is we knew going into that he's not going to be fighting on the next pay-per-view. So, and that's why, you know, when the whole Strowman angle for that came down, and yes, that was a nice little tease there too. That would have been fun. But, you know, that was why Strowman said, "Well, I'm going to take care of Reigns first, and then I'm going to come after you," or whatever. And it's like, yeah, because we're not going to see Brock Lesnar till after the next pay-per-view, which, you know, stupid that they have rules about the 30-day not defending your title real deal, but it's not going to happen for this one, you know?
Well, you're not going to see the title for 60-plus days.
True. And my last thing, how epic was Nakamura's entrance on SmackDown?
That was great. You know, the funny thing is Miz and Maurice were in the middle of just ripping on John Cena again. And what happens is everybody forgets that. And then, you know, they dance around with Nakamura. And apparently Nakamura has a wonderful goodbye video to NXT that he taped this past week too, where he gave them all the credit in the world for what people do for him. You know, what they do when he comes out, you know, like the people singing along with his, if you saw the takeover, people were trying to start the sing along, like, 10 minutes into the 10 minutes in the match, they were trying to sing along to his theme. Yeah. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see some of the guys. I mean, AJ Styles is the first guy I think that guy should be up against. You know, and unfortunately, I don't know where AJ's going. We were kind of discussing it before we went on the air. It's like AJ kind of shook Shane McMahon's hand, kind of a sign of respect, possibly a face moving towards a face. But then again, we got this big mix-up coming up on Monday night. So
personally, I would keep Styles and Nakamura away until, like, a Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania, and maybe the Miz and Nakamura feud as like Nakamura's first feud. Honestly, I wouldn't mind that because the Miz is the best heel on SmackDown. I think their promos could be great together.
I agree, and I think that also because John Cena's taking some time away and Nikki Bella's taking some time away, that whole thing kind of – that was like the blow-off to that whole angle was not only the loss at WrestleMania, of course, someone who called us 2 months ago told us that there was going to be a proposal, which, of course, we saw, and then they went and did all the TV shows, and now they're gone for a while because they got to make a movie or two or something.
Well,
that's good. I'd say you could seamlessly put Miz into something with Nakamura, and I think Miz can make Nakamura look fantastic. Anyone can make Nakamura look fantastic. He's a great wrestler. I mean, he did lose outright to Bobby Roode on the TakeOver, but that was a great match too. It wasn't like cheating, and it was pretty much clean. It was a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah, it was. All right, guys. I gotta go. Have a good one.
Okay, take it easy, Jordan. 222-1280 starts. Let's get one more call before we take a break. It's Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
See, what's going on, guys?
Not much. How you doing? What's your list tonight? The list of Rick.
The list of the Rick.
How many things on the list?
First of all, I got a great seat at SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. SmackDown tickets went on sale today and also Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. You could have bought them any of those days.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. The seat I sat in a while ago, they still have it blocked off until...
Something they're doing different now is they have these VIP seats. They're giving the whole front row, and it's like $450, and you... Yeah, not only do you get the seat, but you also, I think, you get to keep the chair as well as you get to you get to go backstage and rub elbows with Dolph Ziggler or somebody, you know?
Yeah, I got a $63 seat on the floor, so it's pretty good.
Not bad. I saw there was lots of seats. So, guys, folks, if you haven't bought them yet, get them now.
Yeah, they said they're getting pretty filled up here.
Okay, cool. What else, brother?
I disagree with Baldy's, one of his takes a few calls ago.
You mean that Time Cop book you wrote? No?
No,
okay.
Not that. basically, it's talking about Orton. I know he's older, but he's not, like, on the downside of his career. He's, like, 37, 38. I mean,
he turned 37 on April 1st.
Yeah, Styles is 38, I think. I mean, so I don't understand why, yes, I would like to see, why I've kept it a little longer. Maybe they could continue the feud. I don't understand why he's on a downside.
I don't know if it's absolutely done, because if you saw how SmackDown ended, it was Randy Orton and Luke Harper versus Wyatt and Rowan.
Yeah, that's great to see Rowan come back with a strange.
He looked big. He looked like he gained some weight in his time off. He definitely looked a lot bigger.
Do you think with the superstar shakeup, obviously it's not the draft, but do you think there'll be any major moves? Or just a few small ones here and there.
There's a lot of rumors going around. Danny, what do you think?
I hope the rumors are untrue. At this point, the two biggest rumored moves out there right now would be Styles to Raw, which I absolutely do not want to see.
Now, Styles would be good for him, I think, because it's the mothership.
It'd be terrible
for
SmackDown.
It would be.
It'd be awful for SmackDown. And then the New Day moving to SmackDown, which... that does nothing for me.
Well, I mean, it's not like they've actually wrestled in, much this past couple months. They did, yes, this past Monday they brought out the Revival, which was awesome. Those are only two rumored right now. It'd probably be some fringe characters move. Like, for instance, one of the guys from the Vaudevillains got released, Simon Gotch, this past week. So it leaves his Aiden...
What's Aiden
his,
English.
Aiden English left. So Aiden, maybe he'll get moved over,
Styles can't move. That wouldn't be cool. That wouldn't be good at all for me.
He's been the star of that show, and when he says that, he's not lying. He definitely has been the star of that show the past year, especially since they've gone live.
And what a tease to the fans too. You just have Nakamura debut on SmackDown, and the next week you're going to move Styles to Raw.
To be terrible.
And hopefully our boys still on the SmackDown roster come June.
Yeah, I hope so, too. That's another thing, too, is we hope Luke Harper's still there. I think it's pretty safe to say he's kind of getting inserted into, like, this tag match thing now. So, who knows?
And last thing about ROH, I want to tweet out Ian Riccoboni or somebody and ask why these shows are just, like 2 or 3 weeks, like, always lag behind. I don't know how it's going to play out on TV with, the Hardys or the Bucks, now they're on, property of WWE. So, are they going to show any of that footage, or
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they do their tapings like TNA does. They do like a bunch of them all in one weekend, and then they stretch it out a month. You know, so it's like I think that's the way it works. You know, they're not on the road like Raw or SmackDown. So, you know, they don't tour nearly as much as WWE does. So they have to do everything in a short time.
Do you think they'll show any of the footage from the Bucks winning, even though they're a property of WWE?
I think so. Yeah, I think without a doubt. And actually, Matt and Jeff have like three or four more indie commitments to before the end of April. That people, funny you brought that up. If people want to go see those guys wrestle, they're going to be wrestling for IWC Wrestling, House of Hardcore, and PWS Wrestling. So they've got.
Oh, is that Tommy Dreamer's production?
Yeah, House of Hardcore. They're doing 2 days, 421 and 422.
And last thing, speaking of Dreamer, I know he's, you know, does stuff here and there with them, you know, kind of some shows on the network. Has he ever been officially offered, like, some sort of, you know, a road agent gig or anything like that? I know he's in good standing with them.
Can you repeat that? I had to answer the phone.
Here, right? Oh, okay, no worries. I know that Dreamer still does some network shows here and there and things like that, and shows at different times. He's in good standing with them. Has he ever been offered like a road agent job or anything like that?
I think so, and I don't know if he's ever taken up on it because he's got little kids at home and stuff. And I mean, but he's done stuff with TNA as a road agent before. He's done stuff with WWE as a road agent. A lot of people give him credit for a lot of their careers and how things have evolved, especially since when he was doing road agency while ECW was going on. So, but I don't know what he's doing right now besides House of Hardcore. I think maybe he can make a living off of doing five shows a year or something, you know? But he's still very busy on the independents. He's still going around wrestling, too, all over the place. So,
all right, guys, I appreciate that very much. You have a wonderful weekend.
Take it easy, Rick. 222-1280 Star Toys. Number. We got to go to break. But break this, you know, this mayhem going on in the studio as we speak right now, because right now Super Webmaster Mike Moran is setting up for a press conference that's going to happen here at 11 o'clock, Rochester Lancers logo. I got to get a picture in front of that before we get out of here today.
Yeah, because, you know, Cash can't miss a selfie opportunity. Never.
That's right. So we're going to do that. But we got to go to break right now. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And my children, too, that happily ever after is... You won't be seeing Bill Goldberg around here anymore!
Does anyone remember when I said, if you can't beat them, join them, and when the timing's right, screw them? Well, I left a very important part out.
Hey, Cougia Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value: steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Salvatore's.com.
Saturday night, college hockey will crown a champion, and it's on Rochester's Hockey Station. Coverage begins at 7:30 Saturday night. When you want hockey, you want Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I'm a man with a plan.
And remember, beach ball mania is running wild, brother.
We're going to put them two on the fast pass to Disney World, because that's the only place their dreams are going to come true. And as for them, we're going to prove that there's only
one word to describe them, and I'm going to spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T.
Swift?
That's not how you spell soft.
Hey, it's JB, Jeremy Borash, and you are listening to my favorite radio show in the entire world, The Pain Clinic, on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Double B, Brian Burke, DC, Dan Cole in the other studio. It's the Double B DC connection. Welcome back to the show. That's what they call me, the man with a plan. No, no selfies yet, though, but we're here talking pro wrestling for one more segment. Going to end up with a couple interviews before UFC 210 tonight. UFC 210 emanates from Buffalo's KeyBank Arena, but you can come out tonight at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door and watch it for no cover charge. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight, April 8th. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 210. And you're going to hear Anthony Rumble Johnson at the end of this segment talking a little bit about fighting Daniel Cormier for a second time, and that's the main event tonight. So it's very, very cool. DC, Double B, let's talk about some debuts this past week. The call-ups. So we'll start off with Monday Night Raw, the revival against the New Day. Now, the New Day had to lay down for them and everything, but it was beautiful seeing the revival, especially after that great tag match from last weekend's takeover in Orlando.
Yeah, like you said, coming off that tag match, which, by the way, if you didn't watch NXT TakeOver Orlando, if you can only watch one match from that show, watch that three-way tag match.
It was beautiful.
Please. But yeah, seeing them finally get called up and that crowd reaction they got, with all due respect to Shinsuke Nakamura, I'm ranking my call-ups, the Revival number one, Ty Dillinger number two, Shinsuke number three.
Yeah. And, yeah.
I was more excited for the Revival and Ty Dillinger than I was Nakamura.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Ty Dillinger, you know, lost cleanly on an NXT takeover.
Again. But has he ever won cleanly?
No, it's true. And it was against, the sanity, you know, and Eric Young and everything. And I wasn't too really thrilled with that eye makeup. I thought this was kind of goofy looking, but that's just me. Nevertheless, Ty Dillinger shows up, you know, and of course now people will start to put one and one together who don't have the network and realize that when people are yelling 10 for every count, that's because this guy's, you know, he's a perfect 10. And he had a great match, a very quick match, but a very good match. An open challenge from Curtis Hawkins or whatever his name is to come out. And I thought it was great, and it was a lot of fun, and he's back. And then, of course, we talked about it a little bit. Shinsuke Nakamura coming out, interrupting The Miz, doing one more shot at John Cena. And then, of course, all those fans there were the same ones at NXT. It was the same arena. You know, it was the same place. So they all knew these guys like the back of their hand, and they were so excited to see them all coming out. I would expect more. Where's DIY? You know, where's but I don't want – they don't want to deplete the full tag team division by, you know, taking the best two teams out of it, you know, leaving the Authors of Pain.
Well, they need to help the tag team divisions, especially on SmackDown.
I'll say one thing. After watching NXT Orlando, Authors of Pain are better. They're better than when the first time I watched them. They're getting better as a team. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's, yes, they were out of the ring most of the match.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but when they were in there, the power moves were very, you know, very, you know, sellable. You know,
like it was such a good match. I did almost feel bad when the crowd started chanting at them, "No one likes you."
Yeah, it was, and because you got to watch DIY and the Revival go at each other for, you know, 10 minutes and then just, you know, like you said, swap their finishing moves. You know?
You know, it's very rare, just because I've been so involved in wrestling, like, not a lot excites me anymore. But I have never marked out the way I did when DIY and Revival team up with each other and do combo finishing moves with one another. That was one of my favorite spots in a match I've seen in I don't know how long.
You know, I agree with you. It was fun, and, you know, and then it's like, and then of course you knew that was going to break down eventually.
You know,
someone was going to slip or something, and then they're going to see an advantage to take. But it was great, and they have a great. You know, I'd love to see those guys come up too, and maybe be against the Revival, maybe a few times. You know, show what they can do on the WWE stage.
Hey, with the shakeup, you never know. Maybe some more NXT call-ups are on the way.
Yeah, I don't. Nobody else needs to get cut, though, okay? We can keep everybody, let them keep their jobs, you know? Yeah, Simon Gotch, you know, he did get, you know, I think he asked for his release. Now, I have an inquiry into him to come on. He's doing an interview, so there's probably a good reason behind it. I think, you know, everyone said, you know, he's one of those guys that I guess not a lot of people were thrilled about, you know, when, you know, that he just kind of rubbed people the wrong way a lot.
And there was the whole backstage fight with Sin Cara, where reportedly he got handled.
Yeah, 80% of the fight was not him. Yeah, that's right. That's you know, and he's, but he was, you know, I mean, I it kind of kills your tag team when one of your guys gets killed, you knocked off. And I mean, they've only been up for a year, which seems like a lot longer, but, you know, they were one of the first ones called up last year. So some other news. Yeah, we talked about the shakeup Vince talked about, and what it is really is going to be maybe some wheeling and dealing and trading. It's not really going to be a draft. I think they didn't want to do a draft. You know, they just did a draft pretty much, you know, a year ago to start SmackDown Live. So maybe they want to hold off and do a draft. But the one thing I mentioned earlier, champion Brock Lesnar is not currently scheduled for the April 30th Payback pay-per-view. Lesnar's not being advertised by WWE or the center, the SAP Center, where it's going to be at. It was believed Lesnar would be defending at Payback as he's currently featured in promotional materials for the event, but that's not the case. He's also not advertised for any Raw events leading up to Payback. So this is what we kind of feared, you know. I mean, Goldberg would have been the same thing, you know, if he had still had the championship. Neither of those guys would be on TV for another month, you know, until after. And, you know, I mean, because it costs a lot of money. But, you know, the interesting thing is, man, Lesnar was doing all those dark matches that we didn't even know he was at Monday Night Raw for the last, you know, last month or so. He's coming out after the cameras were off, and it's like, I just wonder what his deal is with that. Is it a TV deal, you know, strictly being on TV? Or I'm not really sure how it works. But, you know, you think they wasted a lot of dates with him not coming out on TV and being there still. So, I don't know. But he is a part-time champion. We're back to part-time champions. I know. We get a lot of sour pusses in here when we talk about that. But
don't worry. It'll all be better when Roman Reigns takes the title off of him.
Oh, boy. Well,
leave it part-time, please. And I don't think I'd ever say that.
Speaking of titles, by the way, New England Patriots, Rob Gronkowski showed up during the Andre the Giant Invitational Battle Royale.
Okay, maybe I was too quick.
Okay.
Best part of that, the female security guard being in on it.
Yeah, wouldn't let him come in, yeah.
She jacked him up.
I think that was fantastic. She she definitely gave him a lot of grief there. And but the thing is, and then I guess, you know, if you know, you have to sell for him too if you work for the WWE, and he's got the approval to come in there by the Patriots. So unfortunately, Jinder Mahal had to, you know, and it was great that he threw the beer at him and, you know, maybe just hit the guy behind him more than he hit him.
I was hoping Jinder would knock him out of the ring.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll come back and do something more. Don't hinder Jinder. But some news while we're doing it. We've got just a few minutes left. Aaron Rex, who just debuted in TNA, said during an interview this past week at WrestleCon, he's no longer working for Impact Wrestling. A lot of people have kind of like flown the coop since Anthem took over and put an owl on the logo for TNA. I won't say what Rebby Sky said about the owl. But,
oh, yeah, that's her favorite.
Yeah. But so there's a bunch of people who are no longer there anymore. Though JB is still there, and I'm enjoying some of the stuff he's doing now. They just brought back Matt Morgan this past week. And also the Masterpiece is there now. So he looks like he'll be wrestling for them too.
And it looks like, are we getting a Team JB versus Team Goat match?
We are. Yeah,
and Team JB all the way.
Team JB, and you know the guy that didn't make it to TV, but they put it on the web after the show was Magnus, who was sitting right next to Mickie James at the Hall of Fame. Which they tried to cut him out when they were showing her, but he just kind of kept leaning into the camera, much like the Roman Reigns booze with what's his face, who popped up behind him during that. But lots of fun there. Hey, it's Rich Randall. Sorry. So, some other news. Finn Balor made his return on Monday night. Or is that Finn Balor?
Don't start.
Okay, it's Finn Balor. He made his return. He tagged with the guy who hurt him a year ago. You know, it was like a little bit less than a year ago. But he definitely, and you know what? The crowd was so into him when he came out. And it's like, his intro is another thing where you can go like another 5 minutes as it's playing, you know, and just do the, you know, just do the hands going up at the time when the music strikes, much like Nakamura, and you know, his music strikes. That was cool. A lot of people were happy to see that. Are you happy about seeing that, Danny?
Yes. I would have brought him back a different way. In hindsight, one of not to go back to WrestleMania, but real quick, one of my biggest gripes is that we didn't get any Samoa Joe.
Yeah, no, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So why not have Samoa Joe show up in the Triple H Seth Rollins match and have Balor come out to Rollins' aid?
It's a good question. You know, there wasn't any interference going on at all except for Gronk. You know, I mean, there really was no interference. I mean, they kept it pretty much, you know, one-on-one. You know, and it was pretty much that. I mean, because the same thing could have happened in the Wyatt Randy Orton match too. You had all these guys that were backstage that could have come out and had something to do with that, and they just let them go one on one. So it seems like one of the things they do at WrestleMania, either they have way too much interference or none.
Well, for the second year in a row, we get spot Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie goes through the table. Couldn't you see that a mile away? It was like, you know, just the whole setup of everything. She took it like a champ, though. She went sideways and used her shoulder to break that table as she was going through it. But, and then people were like, when Vince came out, and of course the unruly fans were like, you know, cheering when they're going, yes, 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 when he talked about her getting hurt. He goes, you're sick. You're sick people. And it's like, it's okay, Vince. It's okay. It's fine. So, yeah, but she'll be gone for a while. So now we got Kurt Angle, you know, of course he debuted on Monday coming out as the new GM. And, you know, of course, doing a comedy bit with Cass and Enzo immediately, so, which is good. I mean, that's really what Kurt Angle's strength was, I think, when he was doing GM jobs before, was being the funny guy, and he's got good timing. I'm looking forward to more of Kurt. But that was, you know, it was quite a WrestleMania. I mean, I don't know where to rank it with all the ones I've seen, but it's, I think the one, I'm still thinking the one I saw live is better than that, you know, 29, you know.
29 was bad.
Yeah, but it didn't go as long. It's one thing I'll give it, you know, and we got Diddy too, you know, and it didn't, you know, and they didn't wait till 10:30 to have the band.
That's what they should have
done. Not only did we get Diddy, we got Living Color.
That's right.
Live playing CM Punk
down
in the ring.
That was great too. And we got CM Punk and The Undertaker, which was a great match too. Probably the best match on the whole show.
Can I throw in, I know we're up against it.
Yeah.
Can I throw in one last gripe?
Sure.
WWE, quit inflating your numbers. You announced 75,245. But you know, ticket sales are something you can actually track.
Yeah.
Paid attendance was only 63,100.
Ah.
So where are you getting an extra 12,000 from?
Because they went out to all the Boys and Girls Clubs in Orlando area and gave them handfuls of free tickets.
Well, no, did you hear what they did for last year's WrestleMania? They included any people who were working
really
at the stadium as in attendance.
Really?
Yes.
So even the wrestlers count as a part of the...
I don't know if they counted the wrestlers, but they counted concessions, security, ticket takers... Stop.
That's crazy.
No one cares about your attendance numbers.
Yeah, well, they want to break record of every place they're in, I'm thinking. At least
for what reason? Yeah. Do they want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records or something? Like, no one cares.
And they already did it last year. Can't they just stop after last year? Because last year was the big one.
I was going to say, if you want to do attendance numbers, gee, Vince, this year's a disappointment compared to last year.
Certainly it is. You know, they need to go someplace that can hold, like, you know, 108. Like, go to, like, Notre Dame Stadium. Or, no, Michigan Stadium can hold 100,000.
And that's say, go to the Big House in Michigan. Yeah. Go to the Rose Bowl out in Pasadena.
Definitely. Go. Definitely move someplace where you can squeeze more people on. Well, I was going to say 222-1280, but we're running out of time, man. Oh, I know. I was going to the same song.
Quick plug here. For a local show today, KDW show going on at Pineapple Jack's, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Gates open at 3:30.
That's right. That's tonight. I'm sorry. I'm glad you sent me that, and I completely forgot about it after you sent it to me. So it's if you want to catch wrestling today at Pineapple Jack's, check it out. We'll be back next week on the show, probably talking less WrestleMania, I think, as we're going to get the storylines are going to start to settle out this week. Really, we didn't get much of that this past week. They just gave us straight-ahead wrestling shows, wrestling matches. We'll see where AJ lands, you know, but I want to thank you, Danny, for coming. Thank you, Double B Brian Burke, and don't forget to check us out on the web at thepainclinic.net. All our old shows on there, as well as on iTunes. You can subscribe to us, and we will see you next week, folks. Body slam somebody you love. Some country boys.
All right, this is Stu, and you're listening to Cage Clinic. We're here with the challenger to the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship, Anthony Rumble Johnson. Welcome to the show.
What's up, man? How are you?
We're good, thank you. Now, we had you here back when tickets went on sale for this UFC 210 event. What do you think of the city so far?
City's awesome. The fans have been awesome. It's a little bit colder than what I expected it to be, but other than that, everything's been great, man.
What did you learn from your first fight with DC at UFC 187?
I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about myself, and so I don't take anything away from DC. So I can't tell you my secrets and all of that stuff, but you know what I mean. It'll be a fun fight. It'll be a very interesting fight, and I'm looking forward to it.
He also got experience from that first fight, too. What do you think he learned about you?
I think he kept talking about how everybody hits hard, but he had never been dropped. He didn't say that before, you know, and he kept blasting about, you know, I trained with Cain Velasquez and been hit by other heavyweights and stuff, but none of them dropped him. I dropped him, and I was smaller than those guys. So he definitely knows I have the power and the speed to do what I want to do.
How different is your strategy going to be this time compared to last?
It ain't no different. I'm going out there seek and destroy.
That's what you do, right?
That's what I do. That's what Rumble does.
Tell us about what do you think about our friend Desmond Green. He's from Rochester. We're on the radio in Rochester. Talk about Des for a second.
No, Tune is good. He's a good guy. Trains hard. Great teammate. Nothing bad to say about the guy. A family man. So I'm glad that he has an opportunity now to fight in front of his hometown. And in front of his home crowd. So this is what Dream's all about, you know what I mean? I know he's always wanted to do something like that of this magnitude, and now he has an opportunity to do it. And I think he's going to make good of it.
Make some waves?
Yeah.
What's the status of the Black Zillions? Is everyone just kind of gone to Combat Club?
Combat Club is doing that thing, and CSMMA Black Zillions is doing that thing. You know what I mean? I train at both gyms, so it is what it is. To me, it's all love, because I'm going to do what's best for me and not play into whatever was going on between the people or the guys or whoever it was. I'm just training, bro. I don't put my nose in all of that stuff. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I don't have anything negative or any info to give you about either team, except both of them are doing great.
Okay. Are you still a gummy worm guy or a gummy bear guy?
Yeah. I'm always loving my gummies. I had some gummies on the way over here. Organic gummies.
I know. I see that. There's a couple autograph guys downstairs. Better tell them to get the gummies out,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna make a post on Facebook say you want an autograph, you got to bring some gummies. It worked last time.
It did.
It worked.
After weigh-ins, you're in Buffalo. Are Buffalo wings on the menu?
Yeah. Definitely Buffalo wings for sure. I seen the Buffalo Wild Wings not too far from here, so I'm definitely.
You either want to go to Anchor Bar or Duff's. Those are the places in Buffalo.
Are the places? I'm used to Buffalo Wild Wings, but I'll definitely try.
Buffalo Wild Wings is not from Buffalo.
Buffalo Wings, baby. That's all I'm going after. But you know, if it's those places from here.
Yeah, I mean, Anchor Bar is the original place for Buffalo Wings.
Okay, yeah,
and Duff's is a really good one also.
Well, I definitely go there for sure. Not tomorrow, but before I leave.
Awesome. The best day of this week is going to be Sunday. Sorry about the weather.
No, it's all good. I'll be here until Monday. So.
All right, well, you're going to see some of that nice weather then. It's going to be 60s, 70s finally.
I'm going to Niagara Falls, you know what I mean, on the Canadian side. So
it's very, compared to our side, that's the side to be on.
I heard it's beautiful on the other side.
Yeah, they say our side is the honeymoon capital of the world. Not so much.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to check out the Canada side. I like Canada anyway. It's a lot of fun over there.
UFC 210. KeyBank Center, how's that fight end against Dan Cormier?
I just need to win. I'm not worried about knocking him out. I'm not worried about trying to submit him. I'm not worried about trying to take him down. I just got to win, and whatever happens, happens. I'm going to go out there and fight my fight and do what I do. You know, don't think if I see an opportunity to knock him out, I'm definitely going for it. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't, but I'll be ready for whatever.
Anthony Rumble Johnson, thank you so much for your time, and good luck to you at UFC 210.
Thank you, sir.
All right, this is Stu. We're here with Gregor the Gift Gillespie. He's fighting here at UFC 210 in Buffalo, New York. Gregor, welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to be here.
Now, you're originally from Webster, New York, correct?
Yeah, Webster, New York, born and raised.
And you went to Webster Schrader High School?
Yep, Schrader High School, yep.
Now, where did you wrestle in college?
I wrestled at Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, which Rochester is in proximity to Buffalo, east. Edinburgh is almost the exact west. So about an hour and a half west of here.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
At what point did you decide to make a career in MMA?
Well, I took a coaching job at Hofstra in 2011, and I moved there, and I was coaching at Hofstra, and I started messing around at the local MMA gyms. And I, you know, at that point, I was wrestling freestyle still, and I was competing in wrestling, and I just found it more fun, and I could learn a lot more about fighting than I could. I kind of plateaued at wrestling, and the gains I would have made in wrestling would have been very, you know, in the decimal and small percentage numbers. And in fighting, I knew nothing about. So it was kind of a new avenue where I had a lot to learn, and I kind of enjoyed that.
Is there a Chris Weidman connection with the Hofstra?
No, I knew Chris, and, you know, we bump into each other in training occasionally, and we're friendly. But, I, you know, as far as connection goes, no, that the connection was actually a kid that was wrestling at Edinburgh, Johnny Grasheimer. His dad had mentioned, I coached him at Edinburgh, and his dad had mentioned to the Hofstra coach, and that's kind of how we got in touch.
Okay, this is, as we discussed before we started talking here, sure. This is pretty much a home fight for you.
Yeah.
How excited are you to be fighting in
Super
Buffalo?
Super excited. I really pressed the issue with my manager to get me on this card, and I probably could have fought earlier, but I knew that I'd probably forfeit the chance to fight in this card if I fought a month or two ago. So I sat the bench a little longer, and I was patient, and it paid off. My manager got me on this card, and obviously I'm super excited to be here. It'll be the, you know, I can't imagine the UFC having a show in Rochester anytime soon, so this will be, I'd assume, the closest I'll ever fight to home.
One last chance for me to get in a plug tonight for UFC 210 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon out in Scottsville. That's right. What was I saying? Spencerport. It's Scottsville, Salvatore's Saloon. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. There is no cover charge. It'll be hosted by us. Prizes, drink specials. That's tonight. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 210. Do not miss it. You're going to see a light heavyweight title bout between Daniel Cormier and our guest we just had on a minute ago, Anthony Rumble Johnson. That the winner of that may be taken on by John Jones, Rochester's own. As well as we have two Rochester natives fighting on the card tonight. Dez Green, Mr. Gillespie, we just heard from too. And that will be tonight at out in Buffalo. If you want to go get tickets, they're still available, but you can come here at the Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door in Rochester, get for free, and hang out with all your friends watching UFC. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.